Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 11, 2013. Palestinian child injured by an Israeli settler in Jerusalem and Israeli tanks invade parts of Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian child was injured on Monday afternoon when she was hit by an Israeli settler's car in occupied East Jerusalem. 9-year-old Nadine Jalous was walking home from her school when a settler hit her with his car and fled the scene, eyewitnesses told local news. Medical sources in Jerusalem Makassid's hospital announced that the child sustained moderate wounds and is in stable condition. In other news, Israeli troops kidnapped on Monday morning 6 Palestinian men during invasions targeting a number of villages around the southern West Bank city of Hebron. One man was arrested when troops searched and ransacked homes in the village of Beni Noaim. Another 4 were taken during invasion targeting the village of Beit Ula, and one more man was taken from his home at Al-Arub refugee camp near Hebron. Earlier on Sunday night near Hebron, a number of extremist Israeli settlers of the Ma'on illegal settlement built on Palestinian lands that belongs to residents of Yatta town south of Hebron hurled stones at Palestinian cars, causing excessive damage but no injuries. In Gaza today, a number of armored Israeli military vehicles carried out a limited invasion in an area east of Johar Ad-Dik area south of Gaza city. Local sources reported that the army, stationed in a military base near the border, advanced 200 meters into the area while army bulldozers leveled and uprooted Palestinian farmlands and property. The army withdrew from the area later on. No clashes or confrontation have been reported. Also in Gaza, Israel decided on Monday to allow 2 trucks filled with Gaza-made wooden furniture to be exported through the Kerem Abu Salem, Kerem Shalom crossing in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, in addition to allowing the entry of 350 trucks filled with supplies for trade, agriculture and transportation sectors. 19 of those trucks are loaded with cement, iron and gravel and are meant to be used for the implementation of international development projects. Limited amounts of cooking gas have also been allowed into the coastal region today as well. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, March 11th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, Bassam Bandura.